Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, friend, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. I am so glad you're here. We're full on into fall and winter here. I live just outside of Vancouver, Canada, and it gets dark before 5 o'clock this time of the year. Get this. Yesterday, the sun rose at 7:37 a.m., and set at 4:21 p.m. Gross, right? Honestly, some people it doesn't bother, but for me, it's a struggle. I like being outside and I like daylight. So during these days where it's shrinking daylight, I have to be really conscious about managing my thoughts, taking care of myself, and managing my resilience. If this is a tough time for you, I get it. I want you to know that you're not alone. Becoming a coach, growing a business, learning how to fill your calendar with clients isn't easy, and it can be lonely too. Now, combine winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and I bet you could use some more support. So pop in your earbuds, listen to this episode, and know that I am here with you. I am thinking of you too. Today, we're going to talk about how to use your phone to eliminate distraction and overwhelm so you can get stuff done. Tech overwhelm is a thing, and you might struggle with all the different programs, tech platforms, and apps available. Here's what I'm not doing in this episode. I am not going to suggest another new platform or program or app for you. You've got enough to do. You've got enough to learn. So let's keep this simple and doable. And because of this, this episode is a little bit different. I'm going to be really practical and I'm keeping it as basic as I can because we don't need more complicated information. What we need is a way to integrate the simple so we can get the things done and reach our goals. So today I've got 5 ways that I use my phone to get stuff done and reach my goals. So let me start by sharing the first one with you. The first is I use alarms intentionally. So what do I mean by this? Well, I have thoughts that I remind myself to think. Yeah, really. Thoughts and affirmations that are important to me, and they are not yet on autopilot. So they're not a habit thought yet for me, but I know that they will serve me when I've integrated them. Now, I have covered my thought work approach with you in some of my earlier episodes, specifically episode number 2, number 6, and number 7. And I'll link to them in the episode notes so you can go check them out. But just know this, I use 5 sentences and they will transform your life if you let them, because then you're going to realize how much control you really do have over the quality of your life. The 5 magic sentences sound like this. The first, I am not my thoughts. I can be the observer of my thoughts. The second, my thoughts are optional. Now, of course, some of my thoughts, like yours, are habit. They just play over and over in my head. But when I remember this, I take back control and I know that I can shift them with conscious practice. The third, my thoughts create my feelings. And for this, awareness is everything. Because when you know what you're thinking, then you can decide if it serves you. Number 4, my feelings fuel my action. When I feel inspired and confident, the quality of my actions are also raised. And these actions create my results. So let me read those 5 magic sentences to you again. I am not my thoughts. I am the observer of my thoughts. My thoughts are optional. My thoughts create my feelings. My feelings fuel my actions. And these actions create my results. Now, let me come back to how I use the alarms on my phone. I set a series of alarms to sound off every few hours to remind me of the thoughts that I want to own. For example, thoughts like these: I am proud of everything I do. I am capable of far more than I know. It is safe for me to be successful. Now, I've got an iPhone, but I know that this is possible on all phones. So here's what you do. You set an alarm, and then you choose the time and sound, of course, just like any time you're setting an alarm. But there is also a label for that alarm. And in that label, that's where I type the new thought. Then what happens is when the alarm goes off at 9 o'clock in the morning, it shows up on my phone. I hear the sound, and on my screen, I have the label. It shows up. It says, I am far more capable than I know. Then I read that thought. I focus on it just for a couple of seconds before I turn the alarm off. And before I know it, I have created a new habit thought pattern that supports my next level of growth. The second way, I use the screen, the wallpaper, to remind me of an affirmation, a powerful quote, or a thought that I'm practicing. So I've created graphics that I use for my phone's wallpaper and lock screen. Currently, the one on my phone says, I keep the commitments I make to myself. In the past couple of episodes, I've given you some powerful thoughts. I reminded you that you are far more capable than you know. I asked you to remember that a lack of confidence doesn't mean you're not ready. And I've touched on this time, I want to see what happens if I don't give up. Now, if you like those kinds of encouraging thoughts, I've got a really fun gift for you. When you sign up for my free Coaches Online Business Academy, it's the vault where I store all kinds of amazing resources to help you get started. And I've added something new. I created free screensavers. Yeah, super fun, right? They are graphics that I created in Canva, and you can take them, use them on your phone's home screen. It is a really, really helpful way to remind yourself of those powerful thoughts or affirmations. Every time you pick up your phone, you see that graphic, you see that affirmation. So when you choose those powerful thoughts, remember, you're creating the emotions that go with them. And when I feel determined and motivated and committed and empowered and inspired, I can do so much more. And I will put the link in the show notes. So go ahead and sign up for your free access, download those graphics, and put them to use on your phone today. The third, I use the timer for focused work. The Pomodoro method is a productivity system that is proven to help you get stuff done. It involves choosing a task, then working intently on it for 25 minutes, followed by a 5-minute rest or a reset break. And that's exactly what I do. I decide on something specific that I want to accomplish. For example, today, when I wrote the outline and script for this podcast episode, I set my timer for 25 minutes of focused work. Then, when the time is up, I take my 5-minute break and I repeat. In true Pomodoro approach, you take a longer break of 15 to 30 minutes after 4 Pomodoro cycles. But believe me, you can get a lot accomplished in 25 minutes of focused, uninterrupted work. Of course, there's apps for this, but you don't have to download and use another app. I just use the timer on my phone and it works like a charm. Number 4, do not disturb. I use the do not disturb to reduce distractions. I do it so I don't hear all those reminder tones for every text and email and DM that comes through. I've customized my do not disturb function so the phone doesn't ring when I'm on client calls. And if I'm doing focused work, I don't get pinged from all the DMs and texts. Now, when your phone makes all those little noises, it distracts you from doing that focused work effectively. So why let it, right? I don't know about you, but when my phone bings or rings or tingles, I'm always kind of curious. Ooh, what's happening? What am I missing? Those little sounds, they're set up like slot machines. Every time you hear one, it gives you a little dopamine hit. Dopamine is that feel-good hormone. And those sounds are intentional to get you to spend more time on your phone, which usually means less time making headway on the projects and top priority tasks you're working on. And finally, number five, I leave my phone on the other side of the room. I know this might seem kind of odd, but you know, I'm often tempted just to pick up my phone and have a quick little look. My thought might be, ooh, I wonder if that person's gotten back to me. Or, you know, I should just check on that one thing. Or, oh, I forgot that I was going to. And then before I know it, I'm lost and I'm down that rabbit hole of email or social media. When I leave my phone on the other side of the room, I actually have to get up from my chair, walk over to look at it. I know it only takes a couple of seconds, but that little barrier makes a lot of difference. So that's it. I hope you're going to try these five simple approaches to managing your productivity too. Now, listen, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I still slip up and find myself lost in Instagram. That's life, right? I'm learning just like you. And I like to share what I'm learning with you so that maybe you don't have to go through that trial and error all by yourself. So that's it. Let me summarize the five ways that I use my phone to get stuff done and reach my goals. Number one, I use my alarms intentionally to remind myself of my thoughts. Number two, my wallpaper on my phone to remind me of the thoughts and affirmations that I'm practicing. Number three, I use the timer for focused work. Number four, do not disturb. I've set it so that I'm not getting sounds throughout the day or during my coaching calls. And finally, number five, I leave my phone on the other side of the room. So that's my five. I'm curious which one you guys are going to try. Let me know. Hey, I appreciate you guys are here and listening, and I would love it if you would share these episodes with your friends and family too. I record these to support coaches, of course, but the concepts are universal. You don't have to be a coach to learn something and get the benefit from these podcast episodes. Thank you for helping me share these concepts so that we can create a lasting, positive impact on our community. Did you know that I love my clients? They're high achievers, and I am honored to invite you to be part of my community too. If you're ready to get started, sign up for my free resource library. There's lots of free help there waiting to get help started with right now. And don't forget to download those inspiring free screensavers. And if you want even more help, maybe you have just had enough of that trial and error and doing it yourself, and now you want to work more closely with me, click the link in the episode notes to find out how to apply to work with me. I'll be back and chat with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.